kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang pangkalusugan po muna tayo. Paalala sa mga buntis na nagyoyosi, may mga panganib ito para sa inyong sanggol. Bagamat bumaba ng 50% ang mga nagsisigarilyong buntis sa isang review sa New South Wales, may mga buntis pa rin na patuloy na nagyoyosi. Narito ang mga detalye ng ulat ni Gareth Borham na ating isinalin sa Wikang Filipino.
Quit having to hide from your kids. Quit standing in the cold. Quit feeling you're being judged. Quit knowing you smell. Quit the expense, the bad breath, being controlled. Quit smoking and you quit all the crap that goes with it. You quit, you win.
Ayon sa pag-aaral na isinagawa ng Kolling Institute sa University of Sydney, bagamat bumaba ang antas ng mga nagyoyosing buntis, nangangalahati pa rin ang mga nagyoyosi.
From 22% in 1995, all the way down to 8% in 2016. But this still means that almost 8,000 women smoke during pregnancy every year. And this is something that we still need to address.
Ani Associate Professor Tanya Nipita, patunay ang pagbagsak na naging matagumpay ang mga smoking campaign tulad ng mga plain packaging at mga mandatory health warning. Mas nagyoyosi di umano ang mga ina na nasa 25 anyos pababa na nagmula sa lower socio-economic background at ang mga mataas na antas ay nagmula sa apat na lugar ng New South Wales. Ito ang Hunter, New England, Southwestern Sydney, Western Sydney at Western New South Wales. Kailangan di umano ang mga bagong inisyatibo upang matarget ang mga grupo ayon kay Professor Nipita.
We did see that younger mothers of lower socioeconomic status were more likely to smoke, and also they had the slowest decrease in smoking rates. This is a well-known group in Australia and overseas that are more likely to smoke, and I think it shows to us that we really need to have targeted interventions rather than general interventions such as that plain packaging and things like that. And so I think these are particularly targeted groups of women that future interventions should consider.
Samantala, ang pagyoyosi ay naiugnay sa mga problema sa pagbubuntis tulad ng pagkakalaglag ng bata, neonatal death, preterm birth at mababang timbang ng sanggol. Ayon kay Dr. Sarah White, Director ng Quit Victoria, isa sa 10 buntis ang nagyoyosi sa unang 30 linggo ng pagbubuntis.
About 1 in 10 women who give birth are smoking in the first 20 weeks. We certainly see higher rates in young mums. We see higher rates in groups with low socioeconomic status. The higher rates in women who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. So the smoking rates among women who are pregnant are really fairly closely correlated with smoking rates we see generally across Australia.
Ayon din kay Dr. White, ang tagumpay ng pagpapababa ng antas ay dahil din sa mga telephone assistants na tumutulong sa mga nagyoyosi na huminto.
It's more about getting all of the midwives and obstetricians and nurses who are providing care for women really consistently asking about smoking, and if someone does smoke, referring them to the quit line and really encouraging them to have a go at quitting. In terms of like really explaining to women what the real risks around continuing to smoke are and referring them to Quitline, we're seeing increases in referrals of pregnant women coming through to the Victorian Quitline at least, and I think that will absolutely translate into fewer babies born to smoking mothers.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.